Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Nowadays, everybody has the urge to write books. Has you lately searched Amazon or any of these sites and looked for shark books? I have, and I must say that it's mind-boggling. I understand that one can be excited about sharks, but what qualifies most of these authors to actually then go ahead and write a shark book? Most of them, I've never heard of. And I'm in this business for way too long to not know all the actual players. But reading some of these jackets sounds like as if there's a whole army of experts out there I have never heard of. So you can imagine that none of these books are original. There's never ever new stuff in them, but a rehash of all the old things which have been published ad nauseum. Don't get me wrong, everybody has the right to spread his or her word on sharks, but what I do mind is if the stuff is wrong. In most cases, it is a repetition of a repetition of a repetition. And the most embarrassing thing is that these authors, who feel they're experts, are not able to see when they copy something that is wrong. And pretty much all the time, you find the old errors and misunderstandings repeated. Keeping these errors on sharks alive is what kills them. As long as we just hint at that the shark could be dangerous, the general public remains convinced that sharks are indeed dangerous. And it is these all sharks of the same attitude that is the problem. Of the more than 500 species, we have about 8 to 10 species where some of their individuals caused an incident or on a more regular basis. So we use these few individuals and then spread the word that it goes for all of them. Mind you, we have over 500 species, and each species has thousands of individuals who would never cause an incident. Whatever you would do, they would not bite. So we include all of them. And so for me, it is hard to convince a person that a shark must be protected just because of its negative image. People say, well, I believe you, but they still bite humans. And even if you point out at the fact that the majority of species has never been involved in an incident, it doesn't matter. In my mind, there should be a law that prohibits presenting an animal in a negative light. Face it, it is some form of defamation of character. I know we can't control the free press, the internet, or whatever, but fact is, we're running out of time. And keep them portrayed as dangerous makes it nearly impossible to throw that rudder around. And the speed is increasing how we negatively affect our surroundings. So far, nothing has really helped to make it easier for sharks despite the regulations and some laws that may protect some sharks, some species in some waters. As long as no ban exists on a global level, that we enforce by using all the, let's say, the world's navies, all we do is slowing down the process of getting them to the point where their population densities drop below values where recovery may still be an option. So it is not just the fishing laws that must be further extended, it is also the way how sharks have to be portrayed in the media and the internet. This may sound like some censoring when it comes to sharks, and I hate to say it, but as long as we won't be able to control the message spread on sharks, we won't be able to truly help them. But of course, it's not just the press, the internet, or any of these outlets. We should make sure that the kids are not exposed to the wrongful image that sharks carry. And so it starts in first grade or even before. Make no mistake, sharks have the most crucial role in the marine realm and as such a most important function. So if you feel that kids should then not just learn about sharks, but also about cows, horses, and such in school, I can only say they won't matter anymore should we fail with the sharks. Of course, in my world, I would save every creature that hops, jumps, flies, and slithers. But from an ecological viewpoint of animal destruction and impact, the sharks have a unique position. They are, or I must say still are, the most abundant predators over 50 kilograms or 100 pounds on our planet. So I hope you see where I'm going with all this. I aim at the information that is put out there every day on sharks, and that includes all these new book writers that aim for sharks. Don't repeat what everybody wrote since the beginning of shark book writing. Stop writing about bites and lurking danger. aim to make an impact. And that would be to write about the common problems that sharks have. Aim for kids. Find ways to make sharks more public friendly. But you and I, we know that doesn't happen, because these writers would then have to sit down, do research, and could not just copy paste and change it around a bit. Believe me, I cherish every author that tries something new when it comes to sharks, but that is just not happening, or barely at the most. So what can be done to encourage these copy-pasters to do a better job? Actually, not much. Except when publishing firms get a first copy, they should be mature enough to let the manuscript looked at by an accredited expert and ask if anything in the book is new. Or differently put, how accurate the book is and decide what to do based on the opinion of the expert. Of course, a publishing company could go a step further and say that each book on animals must have a section in it to improve their survival, protect their niches, or something to that extent. Don't get me wrong, sometimes it is indeed okay to rehash the basics should the target group be new, but not when it comes to sharks. And so we are back to the children. But there's another target group that needs to be educated. Although I don't think that books would be the answer, since many of those folks do not read or have the time, I'm talking about the fishermen on these boats that keep killing sharks by the millions. Granted, they likely need a job and would not walk away just because they now know better, should there now be alternative to draw a salary where they get at least the same. So I do not often say this, but here I'm actually at the loss. With loss, I mean how to get those fishermen that depend on those jobs. Would you believe that right now an estimated 4.6 million fishing boats roam the open sea? The only alternative that would guarantee that many of them would leave the business by offering a better paid alternative. In some areas, it happened actually, but not on the big scale. But considering the billions of dollars that are put into the commercial fishery to keep it afloat could be used to establish those alternatives. Anyway, this is one of the podcasts where I cannot offer a solution. So we may not convince most fishermen to change, but we can influence the next generation to behave more nature-oriented. Only problem is, do we have the time until those youngsters are in a position to make a difference? I doubt it. So I keep looking for avenues, test ideas, and whatever to accomplish this goal. But one thing is for sure, I keep putting new stuff out there to shake up all the folks who still read and appreciate such a message. And I will point out all these errors that others do. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.